neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now the question that is asked, why this mitzvah needed to be part of our command that Hashem has given us? What do we learn from it? What's the use of Shemitah? The farmer has to stop the production for 1 year. What's the message? What is it to us? First of all, it's not applying to every individual, because in Negev, if a farmer needs to go through this halakha, so doesn't concern me. I'm selling my diamonds, I'm opening my store, I'm going, you know, open up my clinic. Now I'm going to, you know, my daily work. What has anything to do with me? You follow? Say? For me? He's going through it. What has anything to do with me? It doesn't concern me. Fine, Shabbat is for everybody, but this is not for everybody, is it? Yes? Why? Good, but whatever that he's going through, it doesn't concern me, does it? How? How does it concern me? Like last year, Shemitah, did you feel that there's a Shemitah?
You knew about it,
but did you find? But say at a location, city decides to do a little bit of changing the path, like the road, the app. No, so now the traffic stops, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, you know, they try to do new, let's say, piping, so on, you know, and so on. So now, sometimes I recall, when was it, the earthquake, the big earthquake that took place? You remember?
I wasn't here, but like 94.
94, yeah. It was a big one, right? You know, the freeway broke and so on. Was it freeway 45 or 10? 10, yeah. So now the whole route changed. No, I don't know whether it took a year. No, people that had to go, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, different route. So now at that timing, some people they were hurt. No, because so what did the people do? You understand? Like the business, what did they do? So they were under stress. No. But again, it didn't concern everyone. There were people in that route. So it hurt them, but some didn't care, you know, they were not in that area, in that route. So it didn't concern everyone. So here, we learn about Shemitah, right? But it doesn't concern me, it has nothing to do with me. Why Rosh Hashanah has placed such a mitzvah that it's only for the certain group? Like Shabbat is for everybody, Tefillin for everybody, Kashrut, Mezuzah, everyone. But this? It's not for everyone. Understand? But let's say this mitzvah isn't really practical. It's not practical. It's not practical. It's not practical. 1 year, how could it be such a thing? So now, if let's say you print a book that it says in it, 1 year, don't go to business, you'll be fine. Who's going to buy this book? Huh? They're not even going to look at it, no? So now, if somebody asks you, how do you know the Torah is from Shamayim? This is the proof. This is the proof that the Torah is from? Who dare would promise such a thing? So the only one that can promise such a thing is? So here, Mitzvah Shemitah is a proof that this Sefer that we only have, we were honored to have, that proves that Torah Tena Lusha is from Shamayim. So now here, if you ask somebody to lift 500 pounds, what is going to tell you?
Can't.
Well, what's the average that they can lift?
250, 300.
250, does the fly, the magas, or the rooster? Can I tell him about this? The Persian Omrim, those that they lift lulav, they're like a fly, magas. Right. Then you have rooster and so on, because they can, they call it magasvas, churusvas. What else they have? Yeah. So now 250 pounds? Yes, that's it? Yeah. I'm sorry? Yeah. No, 250 kilo pound. Kilo. No, 250 kilo. 500 pounds is nothing. 250 is nothing. That's only, it's not a fly. So now here you have to think, if Ribbono Shel Olam said that this mitzvah is part of the mitzvot, what does it mean? That means I know you can't do it, unless you would not give it to us. No? So now from here we learn, sometimes people say, ay, 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 what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? What's going to happen now? So here Mitzvah Shemitah is teaching us something that is even not comprehensible, it's not logical, doesn't make sense. Hashem says, it's going to do it, don't worry, it's going to happen. So here we learn that Ribbono Shel Olam never ever gives you a condition, circumstances, a matzav that you cannot
handle.
It's impossible. Hashem exactly knows if you are fly or rooster. It gives you exactly the same weight. If you're magas, they give you the weight of the magasi. And if you're a rooster, it gives you. So every morning, when we start tefillah, we say, Baruch Shamar Vehaya Haolam. Baruch Omer, Baruch Gozer. So you say, Hashem make a decree and comes through. So no, of course, that's on the surface. But Ribbono Shel Olam has a way to deal with us. And what is it? You have to make a note, make a highlight in your siddur. Baruch Gozer, Hashem make a decree, Umgayem. What does Umgayem mean? That gives you a qiyum to be able to hold the Gezerah. You understand? Hashem never makes a decree that he would know that you cannot handle. So when he said Baruch Gozer, he's blessed that make a Gezerah and give you the qiyum. He give you the strength to be able to hold it. Hashem Yitzbarach is very, very fair. It's tamim pa'olo. And this is what doesn't matter, the mitzvah Shemitah is all about. That Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, what an unbelievable thing. That it doesn't make sense at all. Of course it's for him, it's not for me. Why it's for him? He's a farmer. But for me to see the farmer, how he is provided. How could it be such a thing? There was an earthquake, people went bankrupt, that's it, they're done. Why? Because of course, they don't have the emunah, they don't have the bitachon, they don't know how Hashem deals with them. But Yehudi that knows that how Hashem takes care of him, always how much he loves him. Because people forget that Hashem misses Yehudi so much. One day, doesn't come to Beit Knesset, he says in the Navi, Bati Belone, he said, where is he? He misses you. He said, where have you been? Shabbat, I was waiting for you, where were you? He cannot live without the Yehudi. Kabyachon. And that's what exactly this mitzvah is all about. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is so much concerned about us. And he worries about us. That even though he has to bring and make a little gezerah, why? Because we need to fix ourselves. But still he gives us the qiyum. Baruch gozer. Hashem Zakenu, that be able always, mesameach et avinu shebashamayim, make him happy, cause a nachat for Avinu Shebashamayim, Niskev Ezad Hashem B'Yeshuot, B'Solot Tovot, Yeh Tefilatenu Merubah V'Ratzon, Amin Ki Yad. Koyla Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyla Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyla Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyla Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.